Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this privilege to be in your house. We ask the Lord you speak to our hearts and affect our lives. Let us not leave this place the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. John chapter 21. John chapter 21. There's room, you know, when the big man organized a party and he realized that there was space. He asked his servants that, come on, we can't have a party and the place is empty. We can't have a party. There's so much food. And how much can you eat? You know, so let's go out and bring people into the church. And the people did so. Thank God for people who obey. I said, thank God for people who hearken to the voice of the leader. The Bible says they went out and they brought people, and then the big man said, what is this? They said, we brought people, but he said, but the place is still not full or filled. And he said, okay, now this time you go out into the hedges, the byways and the highways, and compel. This time don't just invite. Now you have to anacazo them to come in so that my house may be filled. When God sees the church and sees that half is occupied and half is not occupied, he is not happy. Do you get it? And so your coming to church is not so much critical to God than somebody who is not here today. Could you believe that somebody has decided to kill themselves today because there's no hope for them? They think that there's no hope? John chapter 21 and verse 14. John 21. And verse 40. What's Herman? He's not here yet. Is that TikTok? Is that you? I think there's water in the pond, isn't it? Gody, I give you that job. After church, he's not bad for a long time. Please put him there, let him bath. Yeah. In his dark shades. He goes into the pond with his shades. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. Jesus died and he rose again. Are you with me? Jesus died, and Nathan, is that you? Jesus died, and he rose from the dead. You're quiet. We are not in the Catholic Church over here. We don't sit down quiet like that. You sit down quiet, I feel like you are dead or something. Call an ambulance for you. Jesus died and he rose from the dead on the third day. It makes Jesus unique. Jesus presents to us a God with whom all things are possible. How Jesus died and he rose again, he's telling us that anybody who believes in him, the things that are not possible will be possible for you. I said, the things that are not possible will be possible for you. So, he rose again, and the Bible says that he appeared himself, he showed himself to his disciples. And this is now the third time. You see, it's not like it's first one, So you say, oh, it's not true. No, he did it the second time. Then again to his disciples, the third time. I think the first time was when they were all gathered together in a room and he showed up without Thomas. The second one was when Thomas was there and he came and he said, Thomas, you don't believe it. Come, look at the nail, the marks of the nail in my hands and look at my side. So this is the third time Peter and the other disciples decided to go back to their job, their old job. That was fishing. Because after Jesus died and he rose again, Jesus died. They didn't know what to do. They've been walking with Jesus all the time. And it was like, what do we do? Bishop is dead. What do we do now? You guys live in Samaria. I go back to me, what are you, friendship? They pack your bags and you go back to friendship. Then I come to friendship. I say, but where you really live? You live in friendship or over the river? The same thing happened to the disciples. Jesus came, they were fishing. And then the Bible says that Jesus barbecued, he actually barbecued fish right there on the seashore. Whilst they had gone into the depth of the sea and they found nothing. So when they were coming, they had toiled all night, they didn't find anything. So they were coming back to the seashore. And then they saw this man barbecuing fish. And so he asked them, did you catch anything? And they said they didn't catch anything. They said, oh, come, I have fish here for you. So after that interaction, the Bible is saying that this is the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples. And I'm saying that for the Muslims, for the Hindus, for the Sai Babas, for the Haile Selassies, they cannot speak of Haile Selassie who died and he came back from the dead. I'm saying it's a big deal, you know. If you are a Christian and you don't know what is a big deal in Christianity, this is one of them. That the one who leads us, he died and he rose again from the dead. He was not in coma and he showed himself after his life passion to many people for 40 days. It's a big deal. Now, if you have a grandmother or you have a fella or somebody who died and he comes back from the dead, it's a big deal. You talk about it. It goes on Facebook. Oh, your story, your status is a reel. It reels all day. And you refresh it after 24 hours. It's a big deal. But you see, in Christianity, Jesus rising from the dead is not a big deal. Your problems is what is a big deal. The emphasis has diverted. It's your bank account that is zero, that is a big deal. It's your sickness that is a big deal. It's your school that is a big deal. It's your job that is a big deal. Jesus, who died and he rose again for you and I, it is not a big deal anymore. But when it happened, that was all the disciples would go about and talk. They would talk about Jesus who died and rose again. And people say, what is this? I've never heard of something before. Then I want this man. I believe him. I want to also encounter. I want to get to know more of him. But now it's more of come to church. It's more of come to church. Oh, the church is far. I don't like the church. I don't understand what the pastor is saying. There's nothing about Jesus dying and coming from the dead. It's about the pastor. It's about the people. It's about the song. It's about the offering. He takes enough offering. It has nothing to do with Jesus who died for you and rose again from the dead. And so it's important when he came back, he said that this is not the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. The next verse, verse 15, he says, he goes on to that. So when they had dined, you should try and go for dinner. If you don't know where to go, ask Brother Prince. He'll show you where to go for dinner. Some of you don't know what dinner is. Ramens.
No, Ramens is not dinner. I beg you.
Hey, Sister Charlene, is it your birthday today? Sister Charlene, you junk. I junk you? It's your birthday today?
All right.
So, I'm not eating. Oh, after church, I'm going to be with you. Wherever, for lunch and for dinner. No ramen. So, Jesus dined with his disciples. And there are even etiquettes about dining, dinner.
You know, you go, you sit down, and if you go with your wife, then they say you pull the chair, and then when she's coming to sit down, you pull it away. Let her fall down. Sister King, are you there? Let she fall down. The food will be nice after that. You won't spend money again. We'll get out of the place. That's the intention. It's a plan. We'll save money that day. All right. So when they had dined, the Bible said, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, he said, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Thou knowest that, what? I love thee. Then he says what? He says unto him, feed my lambs. We are learning about how to know whether somebody loves God. Ronaldo, amen. Learning about loving God. And Jesus asked Peter here, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, I love you. And Jesus said, the only way you can prove to me that you love me is by feeding my lambs. The way you are fishing, I don't see the love. The way you are not inviting people, I don't see the love. The way you don't love the brethren, I don't see the love. So, in a nutshell, what we are doing is that we are picking up from Scripture the things that you will do if you love God. And it is almost the same as the things that you do if you love the guy or you love the girl. Because for God so loved the world. And we learn from the Scripture that if you love, you will give. Love gives. Die. Love gives something. If you don't give something, you don't love. In fact, this country was the first country I discovered that if a woman loves a man, she makes children for him. They don't care whether the man got money, whether he go mind the children. They don't care. He say, man, she just gives. Fantastic. Yeah. It's like, if you can't make a child for the man does not believe you love him. Because he says that he's firing all the time and he's not shooting anything. He's firing. And you are blocking all the firing. He's not seeing the fruits of his labor after all those nights. He's a wicked woman. Of all that thou hast received, they have not given back anything. Yeah. I told Rudy, Anna is expecting a baby girl, I tell you. She's looking forward to pregnanting and pregnanting and giving birth. 2024. This is Ina's year of breakthrough. Yeah.
And we are believing God big time, I'm telling you. Yeah. And so if you love the Lord, according to the interaction between Jesus and Peter, you feed the lambs. And so we started by saying that if you love the Lord, you have to understand that it is one of the most important things to do in your life. Loving God. Not loving your job. Not loving money. Not loving the guy or the girl. What's the next thing we learned? If you love the Lord, number two, you will obey Him. It's right there. If you didn't write it, you can take a shot of it. If you love the Lord, you will love the brethren. I love the church, but I don't like the people in the church. Oh, we've heard it. We've heard it before. It means that you don't love God. The next one says, if you love the Lord, you will love His house. You love His house. There's nobody you love who you don't visit regularly, Kyra. I love you and I don't come by you. Some people even move in with you because they say they love you. Yeah. If you love somebody, you go by them. And you stay there. This Aranda loves Leslie. So she has moved to be with Leslie all the days of her life. Yeah. That's love. You abandon your parents, you abandon people, you move. You change your name and everything. Yeah, when they call you, say, hey, you know, I married, you know, don't call me them, I married. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you will love the church, which is God's house. This excuses, these reasons, is cock and bull story. It is a sign of the lack of love. If it's conditional. If you love, Ote, if you love, you love His house. You come to His house. You go there even if He's not there. How many have gone to see people? You see, these days you call. But those days where there was no phone and things like that, you just go. And then when you go, they say, oh, he in the home. They say, ah, okay, all right. Tell him, I'm going to pass back. Yeah. And now, you call. Are you home? All right, okay, so later, when you get home, call me. You love the person's house. You go, you don't want to go back to your own home. Yeah, you go, you don't want to go back to your own home. Yeah. My mother used to watch my friends when they come and visit me. He'll give them lunch, and then he'll be preparing dinner, and they're still around. And then my mother will come out and say, are you not going home? My mother was like, Aina. Yeah. She doesn't make joke at all. It's, are you not going home? Yeah, you're getting late. You've eaten lunch. Are you waiting to eat dinner again? Straight. After that, you just tell me that, you know what, Collins, I'll see you tomorrow. Because they have already canceled your name from the food that you are sitting there waiting for. My mother was as plain as that. Yeah, you know, your name was inside, but you are trying to put your name inside. So she has to remind you that, Charlie, you have a home, go to your home. It's like that. If you love somebody, you go to their house. Now, some parents don't know that when you are out there working hard and toiling and sweating and your child is home, somebody comes to visit and you don't know. Oh, yeah. You come and they sit on your chair. Yeah? And they cock their foot in your chair. And they watch your TV, they watch your Netflix. Yeah? They drink your water.
You eat your food. Yeah. You sleep on the bed. Oh, yes. Because a person loves a person. They come to the house. Hallelujah. So if you love the Lord, you love his house. The next thing, if you love the Lord, you will have feelings for him. How come you come to the church, you are sitting down like you are a statue? No emotions, no feelings. You don't move, you don't smile. But you smile when you are home. That's another Cooper, right? Another Cooper. There's plenty of Coopers. All of them should come. Yeah. Feelings. Oh. You see, there are one people in the church who show their feelings on Facebook. Babalu is the champion. You know Babalu? Ah. Hey, now you see Babalu on Facebook saying, I love you to death. Ah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you see her bedroom right on Facebook. And the bed, hey, kissing up and hugging up. You know, if you love somebody, you show feelings. Yeah. Now listen. Are you listening? You sure? You're smiling like you understand what I'm saying. If you love somebody, you show feelings. Some of you, your love doesn't come with feelings. But I love you anyway. Stupidness, man. You want to see some feelings, buddy? Yeah. I see some feelings, some action. Yeah, love is an action word. It's a verb. Mm-hmm. You know, man, I love you anyway. No. That your love is raging something love. We don't want it here, raging tree. It's Bonham based love. Lord President Ali type of love. Billy Rhodes and showy feelings and yeah. That's why the person who loves you when you are nothing, that's a real person. Yeah. Because everybody will love you when you are great and when you are there. But the person who chooses you and say yes to you when you are nothing, that's the person who really loves you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you never see real love when you are up there. People will always pretend. People always say, No, it's not real. Yeah. Yeah. Feelings. So when you come to church and you love God, you're going to show some feelings. Gonna show some tears.
I love you, the Lord. How I love you, Lord.
You are my only love. And when we are singing, your hand is up. How can you love the Lord and sing and sit down? I never understand that behavior. Where people in the church, they are singing songs and they are sitting down. If you love the Lord, you have feelings for him. And then if you love the Lord, you will give something. Will you not give something? If it's his birthday? Now listen, do you buy something for Michael on his birthday? I need in the front seat so I can talk to you properly. Come and sit here. Come sit here. You're a pastor's wife. You have to see your face. Yeah. Your husband has come to help you move. Yeah, man. On his birthday, do you buy him gifts?
Yes, Michelle.
Wow. Mark, she said she buys you gifts. Wow. But on my birthday, you don't buy me no gift. Your love is selective. Yeah, if you love, you will give something. How come you love the person you've never given anything? Yeah. No, there are some of you husbands, You never even buy anything for your wife. You are hiding in a church because in the church we don't beat people, we don't cuff people. You are hiding in a church and you don't buy nothing for the girl, you don't buy nothing for the woman. You never go to town and say, I saw this wig, it looks like some horse hair wig. Let me buy it for my wife. Vietnamese wig. Yeah, you're a Christian husband. You never buy anything for your wife. It's a bad spirit. You are hiding in a church with bishop and the Christianity and then the church and quiet, and you see your wife doesn't want to misbehave and all of that, and you are taking her leniency to be her weak point. You don't buy her nothing. You must register for Responsible and Ready conference. Yeah. You married a woman how many years now? You've never bought her anything. It's only the girl who buys something for you. She's the one who sees something and buys something for you. You and money, you've never bought anything for her. And then when you come to church, the bishop says, the man is a boss man. I say, yeah, bishop preach. You don't buy nothing, you want to be a boss man? You don't buy nothing. Use no boss man. Yeah. Some of you husbands are hiding in the church. I know you all. You don't buy nothing for no woman. Yeah. You are expecting them to have babies at 60 years old, but you don't buy them nothing. Yeah, you don't buy her anything. Where's Dwight? I want to preach to Dwight. Where's Dwight T? Yeah. No, husband must buy things for your wife. Talman, you say you don't go nowhere. It's only Samira use. Come, buy. Go somewhere and buy something. Go to West Mile, West Side Mile, and buy something for she. Yeah. Yeah. Dwight is working, not buying anything for you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, take you have to do. I said, the men you are hiding in the church. Oh. Yeah. Brother Earl. He said that he has to be in Samaria because he can't go there. There's no law like that. Enough is enough. He loves the Lord, so he loves the house. No, he has to go. Okay, take her. You must take the girl somewhere. Yeah. You're hiding, and you're receiving the messages that Bishop is preaching for the men. That you don't buy nothing. Nothing. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the month, say, man, girl, take this race, man. You vex. You give something today. Yeah. Puppy. Where's Trisha?
Some of you, you want your clothes to be washed with a hand. And the nail is so long. How can she wash her clothes with long nails like that? By washing machine. When you come home, you say the food is not cooking fast. It's flambeau, it's carol, a carol stove. Carol stove. This nonsense must stop. You want the food quick? They must buy a nice stove. 6 burner, a deep fryer, an air fryer. Yeah. You are hiding in a church and do stupidness with the ball. Yeah. You see, when you are a man, you go to court with a wife. I say, sweetie, come, let me go. Yeah, man, Trisha, there's a two, sweetie, come, let me go. Papi, if you receive this one, you take Trisha to court. You laugh. Are you serious? Yeah. Tomorrow. I was blessed yesterday by Bishop's message. Yeah, they have sales tonight. I hear 12 midnight.
Bishop, they don't buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free now, I hear. Yeah. That, if you are the man that I talk about, you take care to court. I say, sweetie, choose anything. Choose anything. And then you go to the cashier or whatever. I say that, no, I pay cash, buddy. I pay cash. Yeah. Some of that's how men behave. Francis, that's how men behave. They take, make sure that things are in place. You want food quick, but it's Carol's stove. Why don't you come and light the stove when you come home before I cook for you? David, take Liz to court. You see how all your money will finish. Your pay till next year will finish. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Tamar, Saturday he said, "Help each other, let me go." Yeah. He said, "Yeah, you fill the tank number one." Yeah. You push the car outside number two. You close the gate. So come, let me go. You go to court. I said, "Sweetie, don't choose yet. Let me walk around. Let me take your time. You hasty too much. You hasty. Move around." Yeah. Yeah. As you choose, and then you go and put it on your account, and then you pay. And you go deliver it 48 hours. And then from there, you go and have lunch somewhere. You go to bistro, and then from bistro, you go and. Yeah. That's how men behave. Some of you, you are children fathers, you don't give the children money. Don't let God punish you. Don't let me put a curse on your head, right? You're a child father, you are now born again, you are an usher, you walk around, you're collecting offering, and you don't give the child money? You are hiding in the church with bad behavior. Yeah. You make two children.
You got to look after them children.
Every month, religiously, release money. Without feelings. When you were breaking, you didn't have any feelings. And now that turn up, you have feelings now? Yeah. Yeah. You see, some of you men, you are not prospering because your child man is always taking you before God. Always taking your name before God. It's like as you are sleeping, your name is somewhere. Her tears is going up to God. Interceding. Mentioning your name to the angels. Say that way you don't prosper. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you'll give everything. You give everything. You give everything. You give something or you give everything? Everything? Let me give you one and we'll close. We'll go in the rain and play in the rain. Courts. When a little boy used to play in the rain, huh? In the Pomeroon. I heard that guy came for some teaching practice and you saw shit. And you follow shit to church. Now. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you love His word. You love His word. I'll give you that and we'll close. If you love the Lord, you'll love His word. Psalm 119 verse 159. Psalm 119 and verse 159. Now this is very simple. If you love somebody, you love to hear from them. Isn't it? You call them, sit around. I don't know what you were doing when you were courting with Leslie. Maybe those days there was no telephone. These days, the love that they have on the telephone, they call you and they sleep and they're on the phone, on the video, they're sleeping. They will sleep together. Yeah. Don't they hear your voice? Don't they hear your voice? Voice notes. Short videos. I want to see you. I want to hear from you. That's what they call love now. Yeah, I want to hear from you. Say, you see, some people, if they don't hear from you, like by noon, lunchtime, they fix. How you gone home and you tell me you gone home? Or you reach home and you tell me you reach home? It's like, it's a security camera, right? You get home, you got to tell me you get home. You got to check in. You got to check in. It's not check out, check out. They want to hear from you. Some of them is control, you know. They just want to say, you really going home? All right. All right. Good. Yeah. You there home or you there home? All right. Show me video so I see that you there in the house. Yeah. Send your location pin. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you love His words. You want to hear from God. You want to hear God's voice. You want to hear God speak to you. You want to hear God talk to you. Even if it's rebuke, you love it. Some of you love people when they don't rebuke you. When they rebuke you, turn your face off. You like the nice one, but you don't like the sour ones. But you sign in for both. It's part of the deal. Huh? Consider how I love thy precepts. Consider how I love your precepts, your law. I love your commandments. I love the Bible. I love the word consider. And he says, and quicken me, O Lord, according to thy love and kindness. It's like, I am in need. I am in trouble. I need some help. And for you to respond to the help I need, consider how I love your words. It's a qualification. It's a qualification of someone who is so dear to you. They love your words. I've not heard from you. I want to hear from you.
I want to hear from you. Mom, babes, what's going on? I just miss you. I just want to hear your voice. Some of you, when we call you, you never answer your phone. You ring out 7 times. Say, my phone was in my back. Don't let me say your mother something. Your phone is in my back. And we bought the phone for you, and you have the phone, and then your bag is on silent. You're ringing the phone, 7 missed calls. And when you see, you don't even return the call. Yeah. See, my battery died. But you didn't tell me about the funeral. I blackout. They didn't charge my phone. Most women and most wives are like that. Yeah. Call. Yeah. There are some of these wives, when you are dying, don't call them. Call your son or call your daughter. Don't call them. You die right there and they will bury you in the burial ground. They will get to know 1 week later. Because their phone? Nah. Me, what they like? Fancy phone?
Say, me phone. This phone is not a good phone.
But when we call you, you don't answer your phone. It's truth. Yeah. I have to call 7 times. 7 missed calls. Voicemail. And you call the landlady. Is my wife home? Yeah, I heard movements upstairs. I'm sure she do. Can you please tell her to pick up her phone? All right. She's watching African Moods. Then when she finally gets the phone, she said, oh, shop. Did they call? I said, yeah, I saw your missed car. You, after 3 days, you want to ring a box, is she? He said, baby, is that how you're going to treat me if I need urgent medical attention? You make me die. But if you love the Lord, you will love the precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy life and kindness. Next verse says what? Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The next verse. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Have you seen something before? That your heart stands in awe. Is that what it says? But my heart standeth in awe of thy word. When I see your word, something touches my heart. Your words are so precious that I stand amazed. When I read from you, oh, I love you. You are the apple of my eye. When I read those things, I get very excited. I mean, I stand in awe. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. I get excited. I stand in awe of thy word. Next verse. I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at thy word. Do you rejoice at his words? I can't wait for the preaching. I can't wait for the message to be preached. I can't wait. I want to hear. Oh, this morning I've not heard any preacher. I've not heard any message. Let me put on a message and listen to it. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I rejoice. If you love the Lord, you will love his word. You will. It's such a great blessing. Hallelujah. It goes on to say what? I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Thy law do I love. So it's like what? Thy law, when the Bible says that David is the man after God's heart, it was not just a statement without a reason, without a cause. The reasons behind it, the reason is that this is somebody who always wanted to hear God's voice. If you love the Lord, you want to hear him. Lord, what should I do? How should I do it? Now, can you give me a confirmation from your word? He laughs. Because somebody's words is the same as the person, you know. God and his word, the Bible says, they are one. So when you love the word of God, you love God. I can't wait to talk to him. Let's say you travel and you've not called the person you love, your spouse. Oh, when you call, the first call, say, hey, man, why are you, you know, waiting for her?
All night.
All night. Waiting for this call all night. I love to hear from you. PJ, how are you? We just closed from church. Oh, I missed you. It's Shauna who was bothering me sitting next to me. I wish you were sitting next to me. you do it. You got to do video calls. I hope you do video calls. Morning, afternoon, and night. Then you're going to sleep. Say, I'm going to sleep now, ma. What are you doing there? You going to sleep too? All right, let's sleep together. Yeah, you love to hear from him. It's a beautiful thing. What does the next verse say? 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. How many of you praise the Lord 7 times a day? 7 times a day he praises God. The man that God says is a man after my heart. He praises God 7 times a day. So he has a schedule. 9 to 10, I'm praising God. And he praises God. They say 11 to 2, I'm praising God. And he has that 7 times in the day. You think we got time for them thing? We ain't got time for them thing. 7 times a day. It's rather 7 times a day you eating something. 7 times a day you checking WhatsApp status. 7 times a day you praising God. We ain't reached there yet. Some of us may not even reach there until we die. The next verse is what? Grace, peace have they which love thy law. Finally, if you love the Lord, you love his messengers. If you love the Lord, you love his messengers. There's nothing like hearing from somebody you love through a messenger. The messenger is even special. I remember those days when we were younger and I was in Europe and then mommy was in Ghana. Those were the days we used to record messages on a cassette. Yeah, you remember, eh, Mike? Yeah. You put a cassette in a tape recorder and you press record and then you speak. Abigail, you didn't do some of those things before. Oh. Then a cassette is 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. So it's 30 minutes one side, 30 minutes the other side. And you talk. So it's just like a letter you're writing. No, this one, because of the voice. So you put the cassette, when you finish, I put the cassette in an envelope. I go to the post office and send by express. And it goes from Holland to Ghana. I'm sure that when you see that you got a letter from Holland and it's from this guy, you'll be excited. Yeah. If the post people come to deliver and they say, oh, you nobody was there, but you got a letter from, you see how you want to go for messengers of people you love. You love them too. You know, in the early days when people used to do some bad things, what you do is you always have company when you are going to do some bad things. And sometimes that your friend, like you and Danny went to see Van der Heijden. That's like, you are like the mediator between God and man. Yeah, the mediator between the girl and you. So anytime the girl trying to reach you and he can't reach you, he's talked through you. It's like demons talking through somebody. And then when you say, oh, she tell me this, she come and she tell me this. Ah, he's your best friend. Because he's telling you things about your girlfriend. Yeah. Your girlfriend's best friend is you. Is a very, very best friend to you too. Isn't it? Yeah. Your girlfriend's best friend? Oh. Yeah. You're close. He's also your best friend because she's bring good news. She's come and tell you something. Even if your girl is trying to misbehave, she'll come and tell you. Yeah. Yeah. As I said, by much, what she know? Because these days she dip on something else, man. I talk to she, but she ain't listen to me. Must watch it. It's somebody you love. It's a good messenger. He says, if you love the Lord, you will love his messengers. The scripture is John chapter 16, verse 27. Ivo, are you there? Is it working? Beautiful. I wish Dwight was in church today, but I preach good. must get the link of the podcast and play it when it comes home. You must forward it to the point where I started preaching about them. And Alexa, please, 25 minutes, play. Yeah. What does the scripture say? For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. The Father has loved you because you have believed and you have loved the messenger he has sent to you. If you love the Lord, you love his messengers. If you love the Lord, you love the pastor. If you love the Lord, you love the bishop. And the bishop says, bring a bus, you bring a bus. You come and say no. Don't let me tell you something I don't want to tell you today. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 40, finally. The one who welcomes you welcomes me. And the one who welcomes me welcomes him who sent me. The New Living, the NIV says that anyone who welcomes you welcomes here, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. So if you love the Lord, you welcome, you love his messengers. You say bad things about the pastor. Who's he? Who's the man? Boy, the pop. African man. I went to a church in number 2 and I said, what, African man? Yeah, African man. Me like him, he's that different. You should have brought the boy to come and hear that if he loves you, you should buy you things. You should have brought him to come and hear what I'm saying. Yeah. If you love the Lord, you love the people he sends to you because they represent the Lord. Anybody who loves the Lord and doesn't love his messengers, your love is not deep. How deep is your love? So people don't love pastors, who don't love men of God. And they say they love God. It's not true. Like the Bible said, how can you say you love God and you hate your brother? How can you love God and you hate your brother? How can you love God? God that you have never seen before. You love him. And the brother that you are in the church with, you don't love him. What kind of love is this? I pray that this church will be filled with people who love God and only God. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve praise. Worthy is your name. Your name. Praise, worthy is your name.
Sing it one more time.
Worthy is your name.
Oh,
Jesus.
It was my cross.
So I could live
in the freedom you died for.
And now my life is yours. I will sing of your goodness forever.
Show some feelings if you love the Lord.
You deserve praise.
Oh. And now my shame is gone.
My shame is gone.
I stand amazed.
I stand amazed in your love undeniable.
Father, thank you for speaking to us today, helping us to understand and to open our eyes towards love and how we behave if we love you. I pray that this church, Good Shepherd Church, will be a church filled with people who love you genuinely, love you from the bottom of their heart, love you with all their heart. Let that be us. When you look down from the heavens, Lord, I want you to see people who genuinely and affectionately love you above all. Like your word says, we shall love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our soul, and with all our mind. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are here this afternoon. You are not saved. You are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this morning, this afternoon, you want to say, Bishop, please, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to confess my sins and accept Jesus into my heart and into my life. And I want Jesus to be my Lord from today. And I want to walk in the ways of God. I need the eternal life that God gives. And I want to go to heaven when I die. If you're here like that, you've never confessed your sins, never give your heart to Jesus before, you want to do that today. You want to lift up your hands and say, Bishop, it's me. Please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to God. Just right hand up high. Bishop, please pray for me. Pray for me. I want to give myself to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to please come. Come, let me pray with you.
Give myself away.
Come, come for the mazay, come. Sing it. God bless you.
Can you
sing it?
I give myself away.
Clap for them.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
Oh, are you clapping? Are you not excited? Are you not excited?
I give myself away.
So you
can use me.
Take me.
Take my life.
Come to the front.
My dream, oh, my place, Lord, I pray
right at the altar today.
And I give myself away.
Are you clapping? Are you clapping?
I give myself away.
Close your eyes with me and pray this prayer after me. Okay? Guys, and say this prayer with me. Let it be your own prayer. And church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I receive Jesus today as my Lord and personal Savior. And I know by this simple prayer, my life has changed forever. I am born again. My name is in the book of life. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for them.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.